is the Messiah and their fulfillment in carols and in a couple of readings that we'll do together as a congregation. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning, and I hope that you are blessed by today's service and that you'll stay with us for lunch. As we begin, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 is not a traditional Christmas verse, but it's very appropriate as we think about the story of the coming of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1, and beginning with the first verse. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us how? By His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. This verse ties together really today's focal point, that in the beginning God communicated the message of the coming of Jesus through the prophets and continued to do so. And as we celebrate the prophetic fulfillment in the life of Christ, God's Son came in fulfillment of the prophetic word that spoke for ages past. And now today we have a risen Christ who has brought peace to us, goodwill to men. We're going to sing as our first hymn it is not a carol. The hymn is entitled, God Has Spoken by His Prophets. You may not recognize that hymn. You may have never sung the hymn. The good news is that the hymn is actually to the tune of 423, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. So I think most of you will know the tune, and then you can look on the screen for the words. We're going to begin celebrating the message given to us through the prophets, who gave us the word that coming down the line was the Messiah. Now then we're going to celebrate the fulfillment of their word in several carols and scripture passages. God has spoken by His prophets. It's on the screen for you.
God has spoken by His prophets, spoken through the unchanging word. It's from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the Righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holding fast. God is King, His throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God is spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, Light of life to earth descending, man revealing God to man. God yet speaks by His own Spirit, speaking to the hearts of men. In the angel word expounding, God's own message now as then, through the rise and fall of nations, our sure faith yet standing fast. God is King, His word unchanging, God the first and God the last.
the very first of these prophetic messages that we're going to highlight this morning came to us not through a prophetic voice, but from the voice of God, and was simply recorded by Moses later on. It's in the book of Genesis, and it's chapter 3, verse 15. We're going to read it together on the screen. In fact, if you see something written on the screen, it's for you either to sing or to read. In this case, we're going to read together this first promise of the Messiah, Genesis 3, 15. "And I will put enmity," read with me, "between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." This incredible promise gave hope from the very beginning. In fact, mother after mother would hope and pray that her seed, her son, would in fact be the promised Messiah to crush the evil serpent's head. Well, generations later, it was fulfilled to a young woman right on time, and that fulfillment is recorded by Paul in the book of Galatians. Read it with me. "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law." Jesus Christ came right on time, as Paul says, according to prophecy. Jesus came in the fullness of time. At a time where earth had reached a very dark point, Jesus came to bring us light. We're going to sing in celebration of this coming. What child is this? Born in a simple stable. To us, a gift from heaven. What child is this? Who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping.
Number 141.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies He in such me? Sinners near, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring Him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own Him, the King of kings. Salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone Him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son.
What an exclamation in that hymn. This is Christ the King, in perfect fulfillment of that first Messiah promise of Genesis. But that's not the end of these messianic prophecies. There's another one from a most unlikely source, a rebellious prophet named Balaam. The Israelites were advancing across the desert, moving toward the promised land. And a king of the Moabites or the Midianites named Balak heard the stories of what they had done to previous nations, to other nations. And when King Balak heard the stories, he was so afraid, he called for a prophet Balaam, offered him great sums of money, offered him great prestige if he would come and curse Israel. Because Balak was not a foolish king entirely. He was foolish, but not totally foolish. Balak knew he couldn't conquer Israel if God was with them. And so he arranged for Israel to be cursed. Well, this prophet Balaam, enticed by the money and fame offered, decided to go. And you know the story of his donkey got him into a bit of trouble, or he got into a bit of trouble, and his donkey ran him into the wall and off the path, etc. In the end, he met an angel. The angel of the Lord said, you can go and work for Balaam, but you can only speak, or work for Balak, and you can only speak what I tell you. And so Balaam, this unlikely prophetic messenger, utters the prophecy that served as the guiding light to those ancient wise men who came from the east and journeyed west because of a light in the sky. That light was prophesied by Balaam, the rebellious prophet, in Numbers chapter 24. Read the prophecy with me. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of tumult. What a prophetic utterance! A star rising out of Jacob. And just as prophesied, that star was seen in the east, and the wise men noticed and followed. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, and read with me what they said. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. They departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And read with me, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Can you imagine being students in a far-off land, looking for the Messiah? In your search of the heavens one night, you see a star and you go back to the writings of Balaam and you say, you know, that's got to be the prophecy. And then you journey for many weeks. You arrive at the land over which the star settles. And then you get eventually to the house. And there in that cradle, you see the promised star. The star of Jacob. That would just be incredible. They fall down and they worship this infant king, this young king. We're going to celebrate this fulfilled prophecy with gladness, men of old. Wise men tune, but not the one we usually sing. As with gladness, men of old. Hymn number 123. We'll sing it together. as we consider the fulfillment of Balaam's prophecy in the coming of Jesus.
As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward beaming bright, so most glorious Lord may we evermore be led to Thee. As with joyful steps they sped to that lowly manger bed, there to bend the knee before Him whom heaven and earth adore. So may we with willing feet ever seek Thy mercy seat. As they offered gifts most rare at that manger rude and bare, so may we with holy joy, pure and free from sins alloy, all our costliest treasures bring Christ to Thee, our heavenly King. Holy Jesus, every day keep us in the narrow way, and when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last, where they need no star to guide, where no clouds Thy glory.
Our next prophecy comes from the final moments of Abraham's life. He calls his sons about him. And as he's about to breathe his last, Abraham offers a final blessing. And when he comes to blessing his son Judah, he makes a prophecy of the coming Messiah. We find this prophecy in Genesis, and we'll read it together. Genesis 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Jeremiah also prophesies a magnificent ruling Christ. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely, and this is his name which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Isaiah 9:7, another famous Christmas text or messianic prophecy, we'll read together. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Isaiah 9:7. All three of these prophecies looking forward to the coming of a king. Not coming on a royal throne, but coming first as a babe. That prophecy is recorded as being fulfilled in Luke chapter 1. The angel coming to Mary said to her, He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus Christ prophesied to come, to reign on David's throne. And just as prophesied, the angel said to Mary, your son will be the king to reign on David's throne. Let's sing about that. This carol, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." Records the tender beginning of Jesus as coming in Jesse's line, but ultimately to be king. On the screen for you, page 131 if you need a hymnal.
Oh, how a rose e'er blooming from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung. It came a floweret bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind. With Mary show God's love aright, she bore to them a Savior when half spent was the night.
The king was born. Yes, in a dark midnight of Earth's history, but to one day take the throne of David. Micah foretells him in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. This, by the way, is a picture of Bethlehem in 1862. I don't imagine it changed a whole lot from early AD or late BC to 1862. Let's read together. "But as of you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth from me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. Fascinating. God uses a Caesar making a tax law to bring Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem so that Micah's ancient prophecy could be fulfilled in his birth. We're going to read together the continuation from Luke chapter 2. "And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Celebrating this incredible fulfillment of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, we're going to sing the carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." O little town of Bethlehem.
Fear. Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace on men on earth. Oh, silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His hand. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel.
That holy child of Bethlehem was born to a virgin. And that brings us to our final prophetic verse from Isaiah. We'll read it together. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Young Mary, unmarried, a virgin. Let's read the prophecy. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. And she will call His name Emmanuel. It was fulfilled to Mary, that young virgin, as it's written in the Gospel of Luke. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said to her, read it with me. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. What a moment, fulfilling through a young virgin this promise of Isaiah written so long ago. Jesus came, Emmanuel, to us. We're going to sing, O Come, Emmanuel, our final carol this morning. And as we conclude our service, I would invite you to bring your envelope up. If you've put an offering for missions in your envelope, just invite you to bring your offering up, put it in our Christmas tree. You can just fit it there in the branches. And as a gift on behalf of Emmanuel to the nations of the world for the spreading of the gospel. Let's sing together. We'll stand for this final chorus, this final carol. Number 115, O come, Emmanuel. And feel free to come up during the hymn and put your offering on the tree.
O come, Emmanuel. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
our Father. We've spent time, just a short time, considering the incredible fulfillment of ancient prophecy in the birth of Jesus. Thank you for coming to be with us, for sending your Son to live among us, to be our brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you right now are interceding on our behalf in heaven's sanctuary, that though you lived and walked among us, now you live above for us. As we move through this Christmas season, as we spend it with friends and family, may we remember now and through the coming year that we have a living high priest, once born to Mary, to whom we can go with all our needs and find grace to help in every emergency. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Join us for lunch. And remember, we have a little gift for you going out. We have enough that if you'd like to take